we kind of were acquainted with each other for quite some years. So by the time he left, he had to go somewhere else to work. The goodwill toward me kind of passed on to other people, and it's kind of gone on.
Great.
Now, in the 1989, in October, Ace Backer says you take all these photos of street people and so on. Tell you what, I'll throw in with you for a photo count about street people. And right off the bat, when we get it printed, Cody's takes some. They always take some. And it gets him more established. Then after a while, he says, "Why don't you ask Cody, let's use a table to sell them outside here?" And they do. And he still
does. Great. That's great. Well, you've done something that I still want to do for my own fantasy fulfillment. I've always wanted to do my own underground comic, and I eventually will do it. So I commend you on taking it up yourself and being part of the underground comic community. Now, have you ever been or are you homeless yourself?
I'm not homeless now, and I really never have been homeless. I haven't had to live on the street. On the other hand, I've always been kind of interested in people living on the street. I feel it's something you approach from different points of view. One common view is it's a misfortune, pure and simple. I think it's more, I don't think it's that simple. I think there's some very strong, capable, original, creative people who are street people. And
street culture or counterculture.
Or otherwise living kind of on the down-under fringe, you know.
Yes.
Like, I'm really more interested in what street people can do than looking at them as pathetic or, somebody to give money to or something, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not much of an almsgiver myself. So that's why I was interested in with Telly Titans, because I was interested in some of the art certain individuals did who were in the street scene, and some of the writing, and I got certain things I think are pretty important. For a long time in the Telly Titans magazine, I published installments of a woman street person's, homeless street person's diary. And then there's another guy, John Delos. He was just here with me for a little while earlier this evening. He's been homeless a lot, and he had a kind of a diary where I published excerpts, and this was wonderful. There are three street people. I'll just name them briefly.
Sure.
Sparky, Narayan, and Cliff Mason, whose art I became obsessed with, and I would get more from them than anybody else. Cliff died died Christmas Day in a hotel room that they finally got.
Just last Christmas?
1993.
Uh-huh.
And this is, I think, 1994, where it's a posthumous book of selected drawings he did over a period of 10 years.
Crippling, Art of Cliff Mason, the Street Vagabond, and you edited it.
These
are his sketches, of course.
Yeah, these are his,
incredible.
He didn't use a pencil to sketch, he just sort of used the pen directly, and
Jules Pfeiffer, if he were really talented or something. These are incredible. A third of a surfer.
At the beginning, I collected a lot of drawings, and he'd give them titles. I got to ask him what the title was, and he'd give a title. And, that's an issue. I just reproduced the front cover of one issue of Telly Titans, where I first, so to speak, discovered him as an artist, and I put a drawing by him on the front cover.
Very, very lovely. Very lovely rendering of a book with Telly Titans, Telegraph Avenue's tight little mag.
Yeah, that was the issue for December 1980.
Only a dollar. Today it would probably be about $3 to help pay for some of the expense and all that.
Well, I was always afraid because people wouldn't get it, so I made made deliberately a low price. I always made it lower than the current standard price for underground comic book, which, as you know, has risen a lot through the years.
Yeah.
A lot of changes and that kind of thing. It's pretty standard now. Just your kind of ordinary format, underground comic book is something like $2.95 or $3, and then it's tax.
So how long have you been a resident of Berkeley?
Well, vast majority of my life, I went to nursery school in Berkeley, I went to elementary school, I went to junior high, and I went to 1 year of Berkeley High. I married a third time this wealthy corporation lawyer who lived in Pasadena, so I'm down in Pasadena for a while. And I know one time on the TV they had this thing, a total surprise for me, about the free speech movement.
Mm-hmm.
Version of it given on TV was very derogatory, but I was kind of thrilled by this kind of thing. And there was some kind of thing going on there. I mean, there's some kind of special current, atmosphere, spirit, whatever you want to call it.
Uh-huh.
I think there's still some of it. I think we still sort of show some of it in the Telegraph calendar.
It's not all gone.
I want to get back there. I want to get back to my hometown, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like L.A., or Pasadena, and so I come back to live in 66. I've been here ever since. I found out, actually, that politics is not my kind of thing. I don't have that kind of mind. I see some people get terribly kind of hateful and negative and feuding, who get really into politics. You know, it's they care more about a doctrine than they do about actual people. I sort of look at some people. There's certain activists, though, like Robert Norse, where I think he's mainly in Santa Cruz, but he keeps visiting Berkeley. He's doing an active work to help homeless people, and he really seems to care about people.
Great.
Some of the political people don't really, not much. It's kind of like everything for the cause, but...
Well, people would say, for the sake of using easy words, I tell people I'm a gay political activist by saying freelance, but really, I don't believe in being political to get a point across. I believe in being creative and outspoken, but some people would call that political. Some people would call some of what you're doing political, but it really isn't, because there are many other ways you can influence society and people that are like social and creative through books or whatever, but some people would generalize and say you do have political-oriented art in some of your cases, as they would with my writing and stuff. But I know what you're talking about. It's not really being political. Like people say, why don't you become a politician, whatever. I said, good grief. I don't want to be a politician. That moment I do that, I'd ruin my free spirit. I wouldn't be able to do anything.
Well, as I've gotten older through life and seen some of politics, I feel more and more affectionate toward a statement Henry Miller said in an interview. He was pretty apolitical.
Mm-hmm.
Politics is a dirty, rotten game. We gain nothing from it. Now, I'm not saying that I go as far as he does.
Right.
He was known for his sweeping statements. But I feel I can appreciate his feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in some of his books, he talked about all the phony crap that goes on all sides in the political thing in the part of America he knew and had to leave to be himself. He had to go to France, you know, and really be his own man and his own writer.
Our club moved to France, too.
Yeah. Well, the things go on in Europe, you keep hearing how in some ways they have some better deals. See, cartoonists in France are much more respected as artists than here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people still think that comics are for children or half-wits. There's a lot more of the idea that there are in France and some other parts of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even like something, is it the government or what? But there's some kind of thing for cartoonists. They can get a pension or something. They can be supported or subsidized or anyway, they're treated like somebody doing something valuable who deserves, I guess, when they keep getting older, sort of support,
A lot of those Western European countries have emerged out of World War II with a more of a heart about fulfilling democratic ideals and more of a sensitivity towards the human being. So, for whatever reason, they are, I would say, better places to live.
You think maybe it's partly the effect of World War II, because we weren't as touched by World War II as Europe, for sure. I mean, Europe got the hell bombed out of it.
I've tried to analyze that, and I don't know whether it really was World War II or whether it was something just in the nature that would have come through anyway. But they're living out democracy a few important steps ahead of us at this point, I believe.
Well, I sometimes have this view that if you're going too far one way, then after a while, you may be driven to go a long ways another way. It's kind of like